Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would also like to express my appreciation for the fact that you have gone through with holding the intersessionals, and indeed it's good to be in a room again with colleagues for an in-person meeting after so many weeks of only virtual meetings. And in addition, let me take this opportunity to thank the Secretariat and UNOG for the untiring efforts they have undertaken to make, together with you, Mr. Chairman, this meeting possible today. Secondly, I'd like to express my appreciation for the confidence that the conference has extended to Germany and elected it as one of the vice chairs. Thirdly, we align ourselves entirely with the statement delivered by the European Union. As concerns the Lausanne Action Plan, we agree with the elements you've put into the draft document, which we find is very comprehensive and very appropriate. I would like to focus on three elements which, in addition to clearance and destruction, we believe deserve particular attention. The first one is universality. Universality, as we know, is indispensable for attaining the object and purpose of the Convention, a world free of cluster munitions. Unfortunately, as you also note in the document, progress has lagged behind expectations. And this we should express with concern, and we should express it clearly and commit to redoubling our efforts to make up for the time lost and move more quickly towards universality of this convention. The second element is national implementation. Regrettably, also in this area, there has been some lagging. And like universality, national implementation is a very important element for the implementation of the convention, as the term says, and of course, in order to make the convention work at the national level to attain its object and purpose. That should also be stated very clearly and with concern in the document. With regards to the third element I would like to mention, that's the financial stability of the convention. I entirely agree with what my previous speaker, my distinguished colleague from Japan, has said. Without sufficient financial stability, there cannot be a proper implementation of the convention. So we need to pay sufficient attention to that important practical element of the convention at the review conference. Finally, just to say, we have a couple of minor drafting proposals for the language proposals for the draft action plan, which we will submit to you in writing. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.